Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Chav Ches. We are up to Sif Lamed Ches, the last line on page 334. The Mechaber says in Sif Lamed Ches, Mutar Lechol Srofim Mesukim, one is allowed to eat sap that is sweet, V'ligmoa Beitza Chaya, and to swallow a raw egg, Kedei Lahanim Akol, to make his voice better. So you're allowed to have these two things to make one's voice better, to swallow a raw egg and to have these sweet saps. Says the Mishaburis, if katan kufcha beiz mutar lechol, the lav l'refuahu, the ligzer bazem mishum shchika samamonim, these things are not for refuah, it's to make your voice a little better, that's not refuah, so there's no gzera that you might come to grind up the herbs. If you look at note number 109, second paragraph, that which we're saying over here in the Mishabura and the Mechaber, that something that will help your voice is not considered refuah and is mutter on Shabbos. The Shevet Alevi writes, it's only if you're trying to make your voice sound a little better, you're going to be the chazan. Ula mishieshlo tsridos begrono machmascholi, but one who has hoarseness in his voice, in his throat, because of an illness, vaday sheyesh bekach mishum refuah. For sure, there would be an issur refuah over here. Va'aser lechol ma'acholim elu. So, specifically, a person who doesn't have, he has no choli, he's feeling perfectly fine, just wants to make his voice step it up a notch for his chazonus. So then, it is mutter. Says the Mechaber, vayter sifla mites. Ein osin apik tevizin. What is that? Pirish ha'aruch, apik tefei zun. It's a joining together of three words. Kolomar, those three words mean, apik is lahotzi, to take out, odef ha'mazon. Tefei is the odef, the extra, and zun is the mazon. So lahotzi, odef ha'mazon, to get rid of the extra food, the hainu gromaski, causing oneself to throw up. So you cannot do this apik tvizin, which is causing yourself to throw up, afilu b'chol, even during the week, that is not allowed. Mishum hefsad acholim, because you're wasting food, you're throwing up, and then you're going to eat more, that's tam bal tashchis. V'im nitztayim mirov macha, but if a person is in pain because he ate too much, b'chol mutra afilu b'sam, during the week you can make yourself throw up, not only with your hand, but even with some kind of medication. U'b'shabbis osir b'sam u'mutr b'yad. On Shabbos, you can't do it with a medication, but you can do it with your hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Chav Gimel. Ein osin, tehainu kedei shei roi v'yalser achakach le'ochol harbi. You want to make yourself hungry again, so you can eat a lot more. That is not allowed, even during the week. On Shabbos, if you are mitzta'ir, because you ate too much, so then on Shabbos it's aser with the medication, mutter biyad. So says the Mishnah Berurah, kuf chavdalet aser b'sam d'domi l'refuah. That is like refuah, because you're in pain, because you ate too much. Ugzeira mishum shchikas hamamonim. And here there would be the gzeira that you might come to grind up the spices. Says the Mechaber, vaytisif mem. Hachoshesh b'meyav, one who has an ailment in his stomach, in his intestines, mutter litein aleihem ko she'eru mimenu chamin. You are allowed to place on your stomach a cup that you poured out the hot water, afal pi she'adayin yesh bo hevel, even though there is still steam coming out of the cup, but there is no water in the cup, you can place that on your stomach. What is that going to accomplish? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Chav Hei. Litein aleihem ko, you can place on your stomach a cup, dahainu she'kofeyu ala tabur, lemi shechosh b'meyav. What you're doing over here is you're flipping the kli over, the cup over, onto your navel, onto your belly button, for someone who has a pain in his intestines. Va'ocheis ha'koz es ha'basa, the cup grabs onto the flesh, u'moshech elav es ha'me'ayim, and it draws towards it the intestines, u'moshivam b'mekomon, and it puts them in their place. So however exactly this works, that is from Rashi. V'hu adin shemut elitein begodim chamin, the same thing is true, you can put hot garments on yourself, lemi shechosh b'bitno b'meyav, if you have a stomach ache, you can put hot garments on your stomach. It'll elba simin shin chavav. O charosim, o levenim chamin, pieces of pottery, or bricks that are hot. All these things you can place on your stomach. We learned earlier, putting a hot water bottle, all those kind of things are mutter, because people who are not ill also do that just to warm up, and therefore it doesn't look like refuah, and therefore it is mutter. Sifkaton kuf chavav, afal pi. We said it's mutter, even though there is steam coming out of the cup. Humi lashon atur. This is borrowing the language of the tour. The kavanosa. What he means to say is the lo neima kemo de asur lirchos b'cham. In the same way Chazal asked washing without water, kemo kein kol cham and asur lagufo. Don't say anything hot is off limits. They asked hot water, not anything hot. Lefikach ashmin and the mutter. Therefore, the mechaber is telling us here that the hot cup is mutter. Ukein de isa b'braisa Shabbos memo mebeis, like the braisa says in Masechta Shabbos and that mem that mechem odom aluntis, a person can heat up a towel umeiniach al bnei meah b'Shabbos and put it on his stomach on Shabbos ve'tiko atur v'aramah l'el b'simin shin chavav sivav baga, and is brought down by the Torah and the Ramah in simin shin chav vav. Says the mechaber v'aiter sif mem aleph. Misha nishtaker, a person who got intoxicated, sherufuoso losel kapos yoda viraglov beshemin. So the refuah, the way to become sober if one is drunk, is to rub oil on the palms of his hands and feet. Umutter lasucham b'Shabbos, you're allowed to do that, to smear the oil on your hands and feet to get rid of the intoxication on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan kuf chav zayim losuch the mashem mefakel shechrusa mimenu ein zeh refuah. The ikar point over here is that which you're taking away your intoxication, that is not called refuah, and therefore there's no isra over here of shchika samamonim. The ayin ba'achorim sheskimu demuter lishov tabak. Look in the achorim, they say it's mutter to inhale snuff ben the chirov with his nostrils. Bein sha'osa kein lefi sha'olo b'meicha sha'ros, whether he's doing this because it helps prevent his headaches that he gets. Ubein lahafik ashichris, or if he's doing it to get rid of his drunkenness, it also helps that. The kevan shenispashit, since it has spread out the custom that she'ifas ha'tabak is done l'gedolim v'ketanim mishum tainigo mishum reyach. Everybody is doing it. Gedolim, ketanim, everyone is inhaling the snuff, whether it is for enjoyment or for the smell. Lo mucha chamilsa davar l'refuah. It is not clear that this person is doing it for refuah, and therefore that is mutter. Sivkoton kuf chavches. In the mechaber, we said shemen. In the parentheses, it has v'melach. In the Mishnah Berurah, he's goreis the two together, b'shemen v'melach, mo'rav v'nyachad. They will mix together, oil and salt mix together, rub it on the palms of the hands and feet, and it gets rid of the shichrus. That is mutter on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber v'ayter sif mem beis. Ein mis'amlin. You cannot mis'amlin, which really means exercise. You can't exercise. The Hainu Shadores al Haguf, the way the Mechaber explains it, it's a little interesting, that someone steps on the body, bekoach, with strength, kedei sheyiga viyaziya, in order that he should get tired and sweat. The point is, he's doing some kind of exercise here that's causing him to sweat. You cannot do that. Va'osir litcho kreso sheltino kedei lehotzi ri'i. And you can't push on the stomach of a baby in order to have the excrement come out to help him go to the bathroom and relieve himself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sekoton kuf chavtes. Bekoach, Rotzalomar means to say, Sheposhtin umekaplin zroosayim lufneim ulachareim. They stretch and bend their arms in front and in back, umischamim umezim. And they get hot and they sweat. So that's how they're defining exercise, and therefore the Mechaber is telling us that that is not allowed. If you look at note number 115 in the second paragraph, he writes, Vim eino o says those kedei lahazia. If you're doing the exercise, but your goal is not to sweat, ela shenene mi'etzem ha'esamlus. You just enjoy doing this exercise. V'chein ha'usa physiotropia, some physiotherapy. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says shemutter lasoskin. If it's not for sweating purposes, you just enjoy it, or you're doing some kind of physical therapy, he says that is mutter. V'chein kaso b'shalosh tshuvas or l'tzion. He also writes that it's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'aiter sif katan kuf lamid. Kedei sheyiga v'yazia. We said the exercise that's usher is if you're doing it in order to wear yourself out and to sweat. V'hi b'chlau refuah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, that's included in refuah, and therefore it's usher. The ein lahakshos, and don't ask the following question. Kevan she'ein kan shaychus shchika samimonim. Exercise has lechora no connection to grinding up medicine. You can't do a refuah on Shabbos, except if I'm going to take Motrin, So at least in the olden days, they knew how to grind up the herbs. I might come to grind up the herbs, but exercising is not really connected to grinding up herbs. So maybe one would want to ask, Kevan she'ein kan sheichus to shrigas ha'memonim, hayolanu lahatir kemo b'sif sha'achers, that we're going to see tomorrow night, that there's a heter for things that will not lead to shrigas ha'memonim. There's no gzeir of refuah, so why don't we say the same thing over here? Says the Chavetz Chaim Yishlomer, the Kevan she'lefa'amim mevi'en hazeya alachola gamkin ha'ideis ha'memonim. Sometimes they bring the sweat upon a sick person through some kind of samamonim, some kind of herbs. So chayshinan shiyaser refuah acheres. We're worried you might do a different refuah. Ma she'en kein b'sif sha'acherze, which is not the case in the coming sif. She'en shaychus refuah lo'usan advarim aydei shrikas amonim klal. Those are things that have zero shaychus to grinding up herbs to make any kind of medicine. That's not the case over here. Even though he's exercising, so it's not negeah to the herbs, but you can also accomplish the same thing of sweating by taking some medication. Therefore, the gzeira does apply. In the next sif, where it has no shaychus, then we say, lo gazrina, we do not make the gzeira. V'day, you should know. D'lefi mate paskinan le'el b'sif yud zayin. Based on what we paskined earlier on sif yud zayin, da'ayidei Yisrael. That when a Yisrael is doing it, ein osin shvistra abonon l'cholosh emo sakona, a Yisrael is not allowed to do an isid rabbanim for a cholosh emo sakona, ki'im ayidei shinui. Remember we paskin over there, for a cholosh emo sakona, it has to be done the rabbanim with the shinui. So hachanami binyanenu, here it has to be the same way. Afilu higia l'chlal cholosh emo sakona, even if he reached the status of a cholosh emo sakona, ein osin dover zeh ki'im ayidei shinui, you can only do this exercise, whatever it is, if you do it through a shinui. The kol shekenim hurak, Bari Shachoshe. Certainly, if you're only a healthy person that has some kind of mechush, the Shaar Tzion writes in Tzadihei, Da'oz afilu ayde shinu ein osin. If you're a Bari that's only a chshash ba'alma, you only have a mechush, so then you can only do, you can't even do an Issad Rabbanon even with a shinui. But if you're a chola shemo sakana, a higher level chola, then you can do an Issad Rabbanon, but again, only allowed with a shinui. V'hashifshuf sha'osin liyigiei koach, a massage that people do for someone who's very worn out, kedei lahashif kochon, to return his strength, ulevatel mehen ayefusan, and to cancel out their tiredness, to mimachazik them, mistapik v'shulte giborim imdover zedoma l'refua v'asar alo. The shulte giborim has a suffix if that's similar to refua and asar, or not. Ach, l'fi ma'ashakasa v'magin Avram b'sif katan mem gimel. But based on what the Magen Avram said in sif katan mem gimel, da afilu bari gomor, even a totally healthy person, osa shum refuah kedei l'chazeg mizgo aser. Like we saw the other day, that if he does any kind of refuah and his purpose is to mechazeg his strength, his mezeg, so that's not allowed. So if so, gam bazein l'hakil, in this case also, one should not be lenient. Sipkoton kufla medhei v'osr livchok. The last point he said is that you can't push on a baby's stomach in order to have the re'i come out. Shema yavo lahashkos lo samimonim hamishalshalim, because you might come to give him some kind of medications, kind of herbs that will cause him to be able to use the facilities. Now there's a couple of notes I want to point out over here. Number one is number 118 in the back of the sefer. He's bothered by a kash over there. What do you mean? You're talking about a baby over here. So you can't push on the baby's stomach to have the excrement come out. I mean, we're allowed to do things for little children. So says note 118 on page 62 in the back, the af shekosev haramola el, shekotan dino kechola, shembo sakona, kotan has a din of a chola shembo sakona, sha'osin lo es kol tzracha b'shinui, he could do anything that he needs with a shinui. So Rav Ozner writes, "Sheyitochin shemekubul hoye b'dei Chazal." It's probable to say that it was understood in the times of Chazal. Sheotzas ari eina b'chal tzrichim loosim l'tinok. This is not a need for you to do for the tinok to push out and help him go to the bathroom. Ukein ze kasa the shanches minchas Yitzchok. Shekem and sheyochal tinok lohosi as ari ba'atzmo. Since he could do it by himself, va'agodol eino elam misayelo. You're just helping him out. Eino tzas ari b'chal tzrichim l'tinok. Again, it's not considered the tzrichim tinok. But the obvious thing he's going to point out now must be stated. Achin, however, im atinok bocheh, the child is crying, umitztayer, and he's in pain, b'pnei she'enu yochel hotzi asari b'atzmo, he's constipated, he can't get his bathroom things out, so kosov shemutter litlo is kreso, then of course, you're allowed to push on his stomach, she'rezeh b'chlal hatzrochim she'osim lo. So it's not against anything we said earlier, you're allowed to do the tzrochim of a child. The simple understanding is that wasn't considered a tzorach of the child, so it wasn't allowed. Ravada, the kid's in pain, the baby's crying, so of course you could do it to help him. That would be considered a cholosh emo sakana, where it's mutter. One more point, back to the front of the Sefer, note number 116. He's going on the first point, it's of Katlan Kuflamid, where we said exercising is Asr, because that's Bechlal Refua. Ula Tayil B'Shabbos. What about taking a walk on Shabbos? So we learned earlier, Shemutter Afilu Im Kavanoso Lehis Amel Ulehis Chamim Utsorche Refua. Even if your goal in going for the walk is for exercise and to heat yourself up, and it's for refuah purposes, that is mutter. People take walks tam, so therefore the fact that you're doing it for some kind of refuah purposes is not nikr, and therefore it's mutter. Vahosef, and he adds on over there in the Mishavura, Shiyesh hamachmir b'kach, there are those who are machmir, that you should not go for a walk if your intention is for exercise. Avalorutz kadeshi eschabim l'refuah. But if you're going to run and your intention is for refuah purposes, kasav sham sha'aser. The other Mishnah writes as aser shemuchach adover sha'osakein l'refuah. You're not supposed to really run on Shabbos, so it's clear that you are doing it for refuah purposes. V'imrotz kidei shi'a toiv lechol. Let's say you're running because you want to run off the food. You want to work off some food. You want to be able to eat a suda. So Shar Tzion writes over there she'enu mavur leheter. It's not clear that it's mutter. She'efsher shebuchal refuahu. Could be that's also considered refuah. We will stop here and continue with Sif Mem Gimel Emirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.